This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Public faces disruption in vehicle movement across Kathmandu Valley due to demonstrations by Nepal Teachers Federation and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party. Home Ministry warns of taking legal action against anyone involving in anarchic and unlawful activities. Top political leaders express commitment to safeguard constitution and democratic republic system, and thousands of people join anti-Trump protests across U.S. Now the news in detail. The general public are facing disruption in vehicle movement across the Kathmandu Valley due to demonstrations by the Nepal Teachers Federation and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party. The demonstrations, particularly during peak office hours, have created difficulties for employees commuting to work. The Teachers Federation's ongoing demonstration is stretching from Maithigur to New Vanasur has already posed challenges to traffic management. Teachers across the country have been on a strike for the past 19 days. Traffic management became even more complicated today after the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party started its demonstration. According to Deepak Giri, spokesperson for the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office, traffic flow has been redirected as needed, with vehicles being rerouted via alternative routes to ease congestion. Vehicle movement has been restricted in key areas such as Maithigur, Bommermal and New Vanasur following the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party's announcement to bridge restricted areas. Security personnel have been deployed to prevent any untoward incidents. Meanwhile, the Home Ministry has called on everyone to refrain from engaging in anarchic, provocative or illegal activities that incite violence and disturb social harmony. Issuing a statement, the Home Ministry expressed serious concern over Rashtriya Prajatantra Party's remark to bridge restricted areas designated under existing laws. Home Ministry spokesperson Ramchandra Tiwari emphasized that any actions promoting the blatant disregard of the constitution and legal provisions would not be tolerated. He further stated that individuals involved in such activities will be dealt with strictly in accordance with the law. Top leaders of major political parties, including Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, have expressed their commitment to protect the constitution and uphold the Federal Democratic Republic. During the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar yesterday, the leaders expressed a unified stance on the need to bring Republican forces together and stay vigilant against any actions that seek to destabilize law and order, incite social unrest, or violate constitutional norms. Prime Minister Oli, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deva, CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, and the Prime Minister's Human Rights and Transitional Justice Advisor Agni Karel were present at the meeting. According to Advisor Karel, the leaders were also briefed on the recent activities of the government-formed search committee, tasked with recommending members for the transitional justice-related commissions. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak says there are no issues within the ruling coalition of the Nepali Congress and CPN-UML, claiming that the alliance is functioning smoothly. Speaking at a press meet organized by the Nepal Press Union's Kaski chapter yesterday, Home Minister Lekhak said the coalition partners share a strong working relationship and are jointly implementing the government's plans. He expressed surprise at rumors suggesting the government might collapse, reiterating that there is full understanding and cooperation within the administration. The Home Minister reaffirmed that any attempts to undermine the constitution would not be tolerated. On a separate note, Home Minister Lekhak assured that the government is committed to addressing the demands of teachers and finding a solution through dialogue. The government has launched a detailed damage assessment of private houses in Kabre Palansug, the district that recorded the highest loss of life and property in Bagmati province due to floods and landslides triggered by incessant rainfall in early October last year. The assessment work began from Roshi Rural Municipality. One of the hardest hit areas were Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak officially inaugurated the process on Wednesday at Narantar in Ward No. 2. The government has allocated 73.5 million rupees for the construction of temporary housing in Kabri, and 18 technicians have been deployed to carry out the detailed survey. According to officials, 563 houses were damaged in Rosi Rural Municipality alone. CEO of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, Dinesh Bhatt, stated that survivors can opt to build both temporary and permanent houses simultaneously, but only after the completion of the detailed damage assessment. The disaster claimed the lives of 81 people in Kabri Palansug, with 6 individuals still missing. The floods and landslides caused extensive damage to public infrastructure, including roads, bridges, hospitals, schools and museums, amounting to billions of rupees in losses. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Thousands of people took to the streets across the U.S. on Saturday to protest over recent actions by President Donald Trump. Known as 50-51, for 50 protests, for 50 protests rather, 50 states, one movement, the demonstrations were intended to coincide with the 250th anniversary of the start of the American Revolutionary War. According to the BBC, from outside the White House and Tesla dealerships and at the centers of many cities, protesters expressed a variety of grievances. Many called for the return of Kilmer Obrego Garcia, who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador. Saturday's protests addressed a number of Trump's actions, including those by the Department of Government Efficiency and the administration's unwillingness to bring about the return of Obrego Garcia. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he has ordered his forces to stop all military activity in Ukraine, as he declared an Easter truce until the end of Sunday. The BBC cited leader Putin as saying the 30-hour truce would last until Sunday, adding that Russian forces should be prepared to respond to any possible violations. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Kyiv would adhere to the truce, but he accused Moscow of trying to create a general impression of a ceasefire, even as in some places it does not abandon individual attempts to advance and inflict losses on Ukraine. Zelensky said Ukraine would be ready to extend a truce beyond April 20th, seemingly referring to an earlier proposal from the U.S. for a 30-day ceasefire, which Ukraine had already agreed to. Now, the general forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Koshi province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in the hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gondagi provinces, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Public faces disruption in vehicle movement across Kathmandu Valley due to demonstrations by Nepal Teachers Federation and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party. Home Ministry warns of taking legal action against anyone involving in anarchic and unlawful activities. Top political leaders express commitment to safeguard constitution and democratic republic system. And thousands of people join anti-Trump protests across U.S. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.